I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Former Canadian diplomat Michael Kovrig has reunited with his wife and sister at a Toronto airport after being freed from more than 1,000 days in jail in an exchange deal that freed him and another Canadian, Michael Spavor, after Canada freed Huawei company executive Meng Wanzhou late Friday. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau greeted Spavor and Kovrig at Calgary's airport early Saturday. The two Canadians were released and left China shortly after Huawei Chief Financial Officer Meng Wanzhou flew out of Canada Friday after reaching an agreement with U.S. prosecutors ending her extradition hearing. Meng arrived in China on Saturday. She waved to supporters at the airport in Shenzhen, her hometown. A crowd of well-wishers chanted patriotic slogans and held aloft red banners to welcome her return. Meng was arrested in December of 2018 in Vancouver after a New York court issued an arrest warrant saying she had tried to cover up attempts by Huawei-linked companies to sell equipment to Iran in breach of U.S. sanctions. German candidates spent the day making last-minute appeals to see who will succeed Angela Merkel after 16 years in power. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Merkel's party is scrambling to beat its centre-left rivals as recent polls suggest a tight race to the finish. Merkel's centre union bloc is expected to trail slightly behind the Social Democrats, with the Green Party eyeing at least a share of the power. About 60.4 million people are eligible to go to the polls and elect the new parliament, who will in turn elect a head of government. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's